you think that human evolution is real?
Of course it's real.
Human evolution's real?
Of
So you're
course it's
saying that
real.
we came from monkeys and apes?
We are apes.
Really? So why do apes still exist?
Why wouldn't they exist?
Because we evolved from them. How do they still exist?
Do chihuahuas exist?
So wait, in like hold on a second.
If
So you're
dogs
saying in
exist,
like,
why do wolves
so are
exist?
apes eventually going to turn into
If
humans?
dogs exist, why do wolves exist?
What?
If
Wait,
dogs exist,
let's stick to
why
humans
do
for a sec.
wolves exist?
Let's stick to humans for a second.
Let's stick to the logic of the argument and watch it completely fall apart right in front of your face, and then watch you hilariously try to change the subject like you did
No,
just
because
there.
dogs are
If
domestic.
dogs
Okay, I'll
come
answer
from
your question
wolves,
since you
why do
don't answer mine.
wolves still
I'll answer your
exist?
question since you don't want to answer mine. Dogs are domesticated wolves that have been crossbred to the point that they're what they're at today. They're not
So they
wolves.
changed over time, so they evolved.
No,
So why do wolves still
this is a
exist?
forced change that humans did by crossbreeding dogs and
It's
domesticating them.
forced change over time, which is evolution is change over time.
No,
Changes in the
no.
genetic composition of a group of organisms
So
that
are
have
you gonna?
shared common ancestry. That's evolution. The logic of your question has just fallen apart.
Has not, you keep saying that, but if apes
Yes,
exist
because
right
it's
now,
true.
are
You
apes
just
gonna?
proved that it's true.
I know you like talking over me. Are apes gonna at one point turn into humans, the apes that we have now?
You have a dismally pathetic
I'm
understanding
asking
of
the
how
question. Why
evolution
can't you
actually
answer my
works.
question?
You are
Are
not, your question is not a question about evolution. Your question is a question about orthogenesis. Do you know what orthogenesis is?
I don't know what orthogenesis is.
Orthogenesis is the progression of a series of events towards a goal. So the goal has to be predetermined, and then you are going towards that goal. Right? That is not how natural selection is not orthogenesis. If organisms had future goals in mind and were trying to do specific things, this is like an old antiquated Lamarckian view of how evolution may happen, then species would never go extinct because they would be planning for that not to happen because they would have foresight or whatever about the future. Obviously, they don't because the vast majority of all species that have ever existed are extinct. I don't mean most animals die. Of course, most animals die, but most species have gone extinct. We have no more dinosaurs or phytosaurs or iatosaurs or mosasaurs or plesiosaurs or pterosaurs or brontotheres, or which were kind of like a kind of rhino, and we have rhinos, or trilobites, or a gazillion other extinct things.
I hear you, but I just. So, what's going to happen with apes? What are they going to evolve into?
Why would you even think that we could possibly know the future?
I mean, we evolved from apes, according to you.
Yes. You
Okay.
can't
So,
look at what happened in the past
what
and then
happened to those
say,
apes? So,
know
wait a second.
exactly what
Wait a
will
second.
happen in the
So,
future in these cases.
if we evolved from apes, what
We
are the
are
types of.
apes.
We are not apes. But if
Yes,
you're.
we are.
We're
Tell
not.
me the characteristics that apes have.
We are not apes. Because
Okay. You're gonna completely contradict yourself again here. It's gonna be
maybe
really
you
funny.
are,
Do
but
apes
I'm
have
not.
opposable thumbs?
Why can't you answer any of my questions without like just pivoting to something else?
Do apes have
You.
opposable? Well, we're talking about, you said you made the claim that humans aren't apes, so we're breaking down that claim. We're doing one thing at a time. Do apes have opposable
We are
thumbs?
obviously not apes because we are
We
apes still
obviously
exist.
are apes, and
You
you're going to
refer to
prove it
other.
by saying yes to all of these
Do you
questions.
refer
Do
to
apes
other.
have opposable
You. When's
thumbs?
the last time you referred to a human as an ape?
Literally just now?
Just now?
We are apes.
So
When was the last time you referred to a human
in your
as
normal day, in your normal, in your. So why are you referring to them as apes and not humans?
Okay, is a
So you're
human a
saying that they're
mammal?
apes, but you're not saying that they're humans. You're saying they're apes.
Again, you're so th this is very you're not thinking about this
You're
in
saying
like
that humans are apes, but you're recognizing that apes are different from humans because you're not calling apes humans.
so humans are ape because ape is a broader level of organization. So I just have a quick question. Are humans mammals?
Humans are mammals.
There you go. You completely fell apart again. One of the kinds of mammals is a primate. Humans are primates. Now, do you think humans are primates?
Humans are mammals.
Yeah, there are many types of mammals. There are monotremes, there are marsupials, there are placental mammals, there are canines, there are felines, there are ursidae, which are bears, there are cetaceans, which are whales, There are pinnipeds, which are like seals and walruses, and there are primates. Do you think humans are primates?
We are not apes. We are not monkeys. I'm
I
not answering.
asked you if we are primates.
That would concede to the fact that we are somehow related to monkeys and apes, and we are
Yeah,
not.
it would admit that you were
We're
wrong.
not.
Well, guess what? Apes and monkeys are mammals.
They're mammals, correct?
Yeah, and so are we.
Yeah, we're mammals.
Oh, this is easy.
How is this easy? We
Oh,
did not
this is
evolve
so.
from apes.
Okay.
If we evolved from apes and
Yes,
monkeys,
if we evolved from
apes,
apes, then we would share characteristics with them.
apes still
Do
exist.
apes have opposable thumbs?
Oh my gosh, this guy with his opposable thumb question, man. Yes.
Do apes have tailbones, but not tails?
You know the answers to all these questions, man.
The answer to all these questions will be yes. So we're going to go right down the line and we're going to find that there are thousands of things that we have in common with them. A remarkable degree of similarity. We could even be extremely reductionist. We could boil things down to their particulars, which with a living organism, how are you going to do that? Because like whether or not, what percentage of your body is covered with hair, it's not really a fundamental element of what an organism is. So we would look at DNA for that, and we find that we are 98% genetically the same to the bonobos, our closest relatives. So literally 100% of the evidence says exactly that we
No,
are
you
related
just
to
said
them. We didn't evolve
no, not
from
one
chimps.
hundred
We
percent.
just
You
have a
just said
common
98%.
ancestor.
Your own argument doesn't even stand on its own. You said 98, not even 100. But armadillos are also mammals.
What? You have got to be kidding me.
Armadillos are also mammals. Are
You
we
have got
armadillos?
to be kidding me.
Armadillos are also mammals. Did we come from armadillos?
No, armadillos are a different type of mammal,
So
so we
you
have a
thinking you
common
jump?
ancestor, a very. Okay, see, you don't even under. Okay, you and I are both humans, right?
We are, but well, I can say I'm a human. I don't know about you. You think you're an ape.
An ape, so it goes mammal, primate, ape, hominid,
Maybe
human.
you are. I'm a human. Maybe you're an ape. I'm not.
Barely. So, anyways, you and I, you would
You
not
think
say
you're
that
an
we
ape?
are related, right?
You and I?
Okay, well, let's actually do this. We
No, I
won't do
think
this
no.
with you
You
and
said
I
you're an
because.
ape. I'm not related to you. You're an ape. I'm a
Okay,
human.
well, I'll just stick with you because you're the only human in the room. So I assume you have cousins.
I do.
You're related to your cousins.
Of course.
So you came from your cousins. That's what you're telling
That
me.
are my cousins are all human. I don't
You
have
came
ape
from your
or
cousins?
I don't have ape cousins.
You came from your cousins? Your cousins boned, and that's where you came from?
No.
See, the logic of your question fell apart again.
How?
Instead, you and your cousins, who are current living things within a specific generation, are related to grandparents which came before you.
Those
We
grandparents
don't
are all
come
human beings.
from
We didn't
modern-day
evolve from apes.
animals. We are related to modern day animals in the distant past through our
No, we're not.
ancestry.
No, we're not. We're not
Well,
related
we
to apes
are.
and
See,
monkeys.
I get how when you didn't understand how it works and how to form an actual argument, it was like, yeah, obviously we don't come from armadillos. Guess what? I agree. Nobody who understands evolution at all would make that argument because it's stupid. But people who don't know how the argument works say those stupid things. So then I asked you, just like we've done with all the other things, are you related to your cousins? Yes. Do you come from your cousins? No. So that's the answer to, oh, so you think we came from
No,
armadillos?
that's
No.
not true
Well, then
because
therefore we can't be
you
related
can't.
to
You're
them.
not going to
No,
let me
we
talk for more
can
than
be
10
related
seconds.
to
Are you going
them.
to just talk the whole time?
The logic of your
Can I
argument falls
respond?
apart.
Can I respond? Or are you going to talk the whole time? My goodness. So if we came from monkeys and apes, why do monkeys and apes still exist? What are they going to evolve into? You don't. This is so ridiculous. Obviously, we
We
didn't come
don't
from
come
apes because
from
apes still
modern-day
exist.
living apes.
This is so ridiculous, bro. Because we did not come from apes. Apes still
Yes, we
exist.
did.
No, we
See,
didn't. So
again, the logic of
so
your
what happened to
argument
the
makes
apes
no
that still
sense.
what happened to the apes that still exist? Why
What
did
happened
they
to
evolve
wolves?
into
How
humans?
come wolves are still around if
Why are
dogs
you
came from
pivoting? Why
them?
can't you answer my
It's not
question?
a pivot.
I've already told you
This was
that
literally the first thing we talked about, and the logic of your
dogs
argument
are
fell
still
apart right in
exist.
front of your
No, it
face.
did
We
not. And
have
I've already answered your
dogs that
question.
are produced from
Dogs.
wolves, yet wolves still exist.
The dogs that we have in homes today are domesticated from human beings and have been crossbred to the point that they're at. This is
Yeah,
the worst.
but many, many thousands of years ago, there were no modern domesticated dogs. There were only wolves.
Yeah, and there's still, but you
Yeah,
know,
and we
wolves can
got
be
dogs from
domesticated as
wolves,
well,
and
right?
wolves are still around.
You know that people can domesticate a wolf, right? And have a wolf as a
Yeah, we
pet.
have. They're called dogs.
Yeah, but human beings are not apes. You're trying to equate the
Yes,
two.
we are.
No, we are not apes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, you are. I'm not. And I know most human beings are not.
You know you are, but what am I? Come on, dude. Read a
Nice
fucking
emotional pillow.
book. Like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, read the Bible.
So you think snakes can talk?
You understand that there are certain metaphors in the Bible.
So you think snakes can talk?
What was that?
That was me imitating you. Mockery is the sincerest form of flattery. So, you know, it's because I think you're cute. Do you think snakes can talk?
I think there's metaphors there. I'm answering your question.
I know, but you did it again, so I had to. I'm sorry.
I did what? All right.
Okay, I don't really, I'm not super interested in talking about religion. I don't want you to stop believing in religion, but I do want you to stop saying things like humans aren't apes, and stuff like that, because that's a little silly.
It's not
So,
silly though.
well,
Because you still
I
have
think it
apes
is.
walking around.
Yes, of course we do. We still have wolves roaming around, even though dogs came from them.
Wait a second, but let's say a border collie, right?
Sure,
Comparing a
I used to
border
have one.
collie to a wolf, right? Is the deviations away from that is far smaller than comparing a human being to an ape.
That's probably true, but it has been a fraction of the time also. So it's just the problem with the argument is there's no reason that other apes couldn't exist. Because the way evolution happens is you have groups of animals living together, but eventually the groups separate. So some groups go out this way, other groups stay behind. So as they separate, then any small changes in the genetic makeup don't intermingle between them. And so the different populations become highly distinct over time, and eventually they become completely different species. Now, it's not like you're sort of there's that part, but then you're also doing this the orthogenesis thing where you're like, look, if we evolved from chimpanzees, then chimpanzees should be turning into humans. But there are many errors there. One, orthogenesis isn't a thing that occurs, not like within natural selection anyways. But two, humans. Can you hear me now?
No, I heard you the whole time. I just took
Oh,
notes from things.
it okay.
I know.
Two,
One of my notes
humans
had.
didn't evolve from chimpanzees. We're just related to them. Like, you didn't come from your cousin. You and your cousins come from a grandparent, right? So you both came from your grandparents. So we don't come like it's we come from apes in the sense that we are apes, but the apes we came from are extinct. They don't exist anymore. So there's actually then like part of your argument is true. If we come from apes, why are there still apes? Well, the apes we evolved from don't exist anymore because they evolved, and one of those groups turned into us.
Okay, we can end it there, because then I can bring up the missing link theory.
So, like, if there were missing links, then, like, what would the evidence look like?
The evidence is there. I mean, there is no linkage between those types of apes you're saying and human beings. There's a missing link between the two. The theory is that we came from them. I
No,
reject that
but like,
theory.
so if we, so well, it mostly sounds like you're saying we don't have the evidence, but if there was evidence, then what would that evidence look like?
There would be a provable linkage between human beings and those types of apes.
So like, we would find fossils or whatever of other apes that aren't us, but they look like us, and they would gradually become like more and more different the farther back you go, and they'd start to look more primitive or whatever. It's like humans have really huge brains. So we'd find these like series of fossils where the brains get like smaller and smaller and smaller the farther back we go in time, right?
I mean, that's what science would try to prove. I can give you my evidence is the
Well, that's what
Bible,
the
but
evidence would
obviously,
look like, though.
I mean, my evidence is the Bible. God created us in his image. But I mean, this is
Well,
where we want.
that's more of a claim. So I'm just
Right.
saying that that is what the evidence would look like, right?
Well, this is, yeah, but we don't have that evidence. So you're saying you believe that we came from apes, even though there's no definitive proof of that. And I'm saying I believe in the fact that God created us in his image. These are skulls. This does not prove that we came from apes.
Well, if we did, though, then wouldn't we find fossils of things that are where the brain case gradually shrinks and they become less and less like us, but the steps between are extremely similar, right? Is there a bit, let me just ask you, is there a big difference between these two right here?
Is there a big difference between those two?
Yeah. No, right?
I would say the shape of the face of the skull is definitely different.
But it's not a huge difference.
Well, I mean, you can take a skull of an ape right now or a skull of a monkey and compare it to a human skull, and there's going to be, you can try to say there's some similarities, but obviously there's key differences between the two. You're just looking at a bone. That's all you're doing. Why don't you compare the
Your
differences
skull's
in?
made of lots of bones. So the difference between, if we look at any two parts, the differences are very, very small. Which, if we gradually evolved over time, that's exactly what you would expect. Yet the di oh, my thing's not mirrored, so this is really hard to do. But the difference between way over here and way over here is dramatic, even though the individual steps are very slight. Clearly, these two look like they're related. That's the best interpretation of the
Look
evidence, that
like
these two are
they're related.
definitely related,
Look
and
like,
this guy
but
would
not
be
be
a
them.
descendant of him. Same with that, same with that, same with that, which means these are all descendants of that. That's the best interpretation of the evidence.
Interpretation does not mean that it's undeniable proof, though. So you believe that to be
I
true.
don't think that science ever achieves 100%
Okay.
like absolute truth, but the evidence is overwhelming.
But you're saying that you believe in that evidence. I don't.
Sure. But, like, I'm not even sure you knew what the evidence was.
Don't think that I was taught evolution in school? You don't think I've been presented with this evidence in the past?
I'm sure you've heard of it. I mean, that's part of how you're able to deny it, but I don't think, like, what was the last book about evolution that you read?
Something in biology class.
Okay, well, that would have just been like a section from the book from that's like from class, right? Right. So, I don't think you've looked deeply into the evidence, is all I'm saying. Most people haven't. I mean, I've never didn't believe in evolution, but I never read any books about it until college, I guess.
And I just sorry, I came in at like a weird time. I just wanted to say the thing that kind of defines science is the fact that it is falsifiable. It doesn't mean it will be falsified, but in principle it
Yes.
is. The data is there and it's open for more data to come in. It's
Yeah, that's
not
a good
just a
point.
dogma.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you. So, yeah, like in principle, a scientific I idea can be falsified. And an idea that can't be is just like an authoritative claim or a dogmatic claim or whatever.
I just don't adopt this humanistic view that, things were created by happen chance. God had no intervention. Things were not, the earth being created the way it was not intentional. I don't subscribe to that. I subscribe to this is all intentional, created by God. We were created in his image. And you're never going to find a linkage between us and apes, a true undeniable linkage, because we're not apes.
But see, the problem is,
Apes have never
do
created
you
a
see
society.
how unobject do you see how extremely biased that was? Because you told us the reason we'll never find the evidence is because the evidence doesn't exist. So it wouldn't matter how much evidence there ever was, you would never believe it.
And it seems like you're trying to conflate evolution to like some kind of backhanded thing against religion. It doesn't make any claims about God. If you want to think that God made it happen, that's fine. Like there's no way anyone can say that's wrong or right. That's an unfalsifiable claim. But it
No,
still, as
saying
for the
evolution.
actual evidence, like Peterson had behind him with the fossil record, that's something, that's what we do have the ability to get our hands on. that's all we have to work. Well, that's not all we have, but that's one of the, few things that we have to work with. We can't just go back in time and watch it happen. We have to look at our context clues. We have to see what's going on around us.
Now, evolution, believing in evolution is in direct contradiction to the Bible because it says that humans were created in God's image. God also created apes. God also
But it's
created
up for
monkeys.
interpretation.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty black and white that God created us in his image.
But you don't believe in the talking snake. The talking snake is like literally on like the second page right after it says
Yes, I get it
God
in
created us in
Genesis.
his image.
And yes, and the
So
snake.
you very quickly go from this is where it's literally true to this is where it isn't true, or it's not
No.
like literally true or
Yes, I
whatever.
believe the serpent did speak to Eve and manipulated her, saying that you can eat from this tree, even though God was very clear and said, do not eat from that tree.
Well,
What?
so
But when
that
I brought that up
okay.
earlier, you're like it, you said it was a you well, you didn't say it is a metaphor, but you said
There are metaphors
there are
in the Bible,
metaphors.
yes. There are
Okay, so you
metaphors in
do
the Bible.
believe in the talking snake.
You mean the serpent that spoke to Eve, yes.
Well, okay.
I mean, do you think, I guess a good way to kind of, I guess, round out the way that I would want to say it, do you think humans over time learn things, right? Do you think our understanding of the world around us gets better as time progresses?
That's controversial because
In general, let me say.
I think that you accumulate more knowledge as time goes on.
Okay, and the people who were, around during the time that the multiple different parts of the Bible were written, right? They wouldn't have been around for a time that we would have been able to figure that out. They wouldn't have known geology. They would have had no idea what was going on under the surface of the earth. They wouldn't have known that these fossils were millions of years old. They would have had no way to deduce that. They just didn't have the information yet. So
Yeah,
as
and all
time went
these
on,
years
our
later in
understanding gets
2023,
better.
but all these years later, 2023 still can't prove it.
Well, I mean, again, it seems like you're asking for something that's completely unfalsifiable, which is
Yeah,
not
what
possible in science.
how if it could be proven to you, how would that happen?
There has to be an undeniable linkage between humans and apes.
What would make it undeniable?
100% linkage, because you said it's like
What
97 or
does that even
98.
mean?
You said it's
100%
98%,
linkage.
right? You said there's like 98% similarities between us and apes.
Our genes, if we were 100% similar to them, then we would be them.
Oh, wait a
The only
second, but
two
I
things
thought
that
you
are
said that humans
100%
are
genetically
apes.
the same are clones of
You said
something.
if we were 100% them, we would be them. Why are you
Hey
making a
guys.
distinction between apes and
What?
you. I think that's what
I
you're
just want to
confusing.
add
There
in.
doesn't there's a
A
distinction
brother,
between like
and
apes.
sister are not 100% genetically the same.
So more specifically, we're great apes, right? We're not, that doesn't mean we're
We're
a
the
gorilla.
best.
They are also great apes, but we are not a gorilla. We're just related.
No, we are not related.
Yes.
Okay, so
Yes,
why
but
are we so
so why
similar
did
then?
they
This is so
why
so
did
we like
they not evolve
this
to humans?
turned really badly. So I said what would be proof that evidence you would accept, and you said 100% linkage. And then I asked you what would 100% linkage be, and you said like 100% DNA, but that would just mean that you're the clone of something. So that I mean that just that's a total non-starter
I mean,
for this.
scientists
So
that are people that believe in evolution, scientists that believe in evolution are actively trying to disprove God because they're actively
no,
saying,
they're trying to.
yes,
No,
that's
they're not.
disproving God. Yes,
Because a
because.
lot of, according to people whose usernames are the right corner, Christianity is not a monolith. Many Christians believe in evolution. Okay, so what you said, it many evolution, some evolution, I wouldn't say many, but some evolutionary biologists like Ken Miller are Christians. Okay, so what you said is just flat out not true. Also, it's a complete deviation from the question, right? So what would 100%, what did 100% linkage look like? Like, what would undeniable evidence that humans evolved look like?
It won't look like anything because it won't ever happen.
There you go. See, you are impervious to evidence. You're making the claim that it can't be true.
It
You're
can't.
making, you are
So,
saying that
wait,
you
hold this
have,
thing.
you're saying that you have complete knowledge, absolute knowledge that humans did not evolve.
Well, we're
So
in 2023.
where do you
All
get that from?
all these thousands of years later, after the Bible was written, right? All these thousands of years later, you still can't undeniably prove that we came from apes.
Not to you, because you just said that
no, to you, too.
You are incapable of believing it.
You said, based on the evidence, this is what you believe.
That's what you said. And you said, based on no amount of evidence, could I believe, because you already told us what the conclusion is. And the evidence doesn't matter. You clearly said that. So you have made an absolute claim that evolution can't possibly be true. So I'm wondering, where do you get the authority to make that claim?
The Bible.
And why is the...
You're asking me, that's the answer.
You believe in the Bible through faith, right?
Correct. And you believe in scientists through faith. You're saying based on the evidence,
scientists believe in the Big Bang. That was so bad. That is the worst take we've had today.
All right. So you think that scientists have proven the Big Bang, even though they have not proven it? It's a theory. Just like you think human evolution from apes is a theory.
Do you think that protons, neutrons, and electrons exist?
Why not?
Because it's just a theory.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you can't prove the fact that atoms exist, the fact that protons
No. The point is
Wait,
scientific theory does
theory?
Not
you
mean
can literally
just
prove electrons
guess.
And photons exist.
No, you literally can't prove them. We All just right. have scientific models about them. Nobody's ever seen one, nobody ever will see one. All we have are extremely sophisticated scientific models which come together to form our modern scientific theory. About
Wait
what atoms are.
An electron is a subatomic particle.
Yes.
Which is then of an atom. And
yes.
See, an orbit
yeah, around
the nucleus of an atom. Like, I don't get what you
Yes,
mean.
Everything we know about atoms has been measured experimentally, but you can't see them. It's not possible. We don't know their dimensions. In fact, electrons are so freaking weird that they exist in a superposition as a wave function. And it's impossible to say that an electron actually is in a discrete location at any one time. Electrons are kind of like Jesus. They're everywhere all at once.
And the point is, scientific theories, that doesn't equal just a guess, right? They're the best models we have that make predictions about the real world around us. So if I were to tell you, this is what we'll see if X is true, right? For example, If I'm right, this is just because I argue with flat earthers. I'm hoping you don't believe that. But if the moon, if the earth is a globe and the moon has a 5-degree incline around it, we should have an eclipse at X time. Okay, whatever time that might be. If I tell you that's the case 5 years out, and then 5 years later turns out I was right, are you going to take my word for it that I knew what I was talking about?
Sure. I mean, if we used to believe that the earth was flat... And then there's now evidence showing the Earth is spherical.
Right. Exactly. So you can apply the same with this evolution thing, right? And you might disagree, but just let me go with it for a second. If we predict that, over time we are going to change, right, depending on, environmental factors, things like that around us, whatever climate we're in, et cetera, right? There's a lot of different factors. Then what will we see? Well, what I would say is exactly what Peterson had up behind him before. That's what we should see, change over time, right? And then Mr. Earth Guy, he's actually a geologist. He can probably talk about the dating of rocks and stuff because that's also very important for that. But if we can say that's what we'll see over time, and then we produce that evidence, we made that prediction and found what we were looking for, why would you not take their word on that? Especially when it's even more verifiable because that information a lot of times is public.
There has not been enough undeniable evidence put forward that proves that we have this linkage with apes. We don't have that.
Okay, so, I would say that there is. But, anyways, so, would you agree? Is this something that you've ever said? We don't even know that atoms exist because it's just a theory.
I know gravity exists and I know technically it's a theory.
I'm just saying,
yes, there are certain theories that I subscribe to that in science are, I guess, technically a theory like gravity, but gravity obviously exists.
Okay, the standard by which the scientific theories of atomic theory, of general relativity, of special relativity, of gravity, the germ theory of disease, cellular theory, The standard for all of those is the exact same standard that shaped and formed evolution and the Big Bang theory. It's overwhelming evidence. Now, I'm like 92.69, 420, nice, percent sure that you actually do believe in the Big Bang. Because if you think the universe is expanding, then that means you believe in the Big Bang. Because pretty much everybody that says they don't believe in the Big Bang thinks that the Big Bang is the idea that nothing created the universe, which makes no sense. That's not what the Big Bang is. It's just a like physical model of the universe, basically, that it expands.
Yeah, I do not believe in the Big Bang theory, you know.
Okay, do you think that the universe expands?
You know, there's
Or
some
like
theories can
still
be
is
proven
expanding?
correct and some are not proven correct. Huh?
So the question is, do you think that the universe is expanding?
I don't know.
Okay, so then if
I've
you
heard scientists say yes. I don't know.
I have a
then
question
why
just
don't
on
you
the
believe in
evolution,
it if you don't even like know the evidence one way or the other? Okay, well let me just ask this question. What do you think the fatal flaw with the Big Bang theory is?
What do I think because I do not think like two molecules rub together and now we have everything we have when you look out your
That
window. We have human.
that's not what the Big
That's
Bang is.
not the Big Bang theory.
The Big Bang, no one's making claims about what happened before, right? Nobody knows. Nobody can tell you.
Or
We're only
even
saying what came after.
it's not just that. It's not even it doesn't even contain a description of what happened at time zero. It's only a description of what the universe has done since it began to expand.
So then, how was Earth? How would my bad about that? How was Earth created?
Well, for planets, we know that stars produce elements. We know that stars eventually blow up or die in various different ways. We know that process creates elements. We know that gravity causes nebulae to contract together, and we know that that process can form together planets around
So it
stars.
just
We can
so happened.
see that happening in other parts of the Milky Way galaxy.
It just so happened to form a planet far enough away from the
Ugh,
sun, but
this is
not too
not.
far,
We are
and
not.
created an
The
atmosphere that was
Goldilocks
just
zone is.
perfect. No,
It's
hold
not
on, hold on. That's
perfect.
what I'm saying. You agree to that, right? That this Earth was
No.
just happen chance,
Again,
right?
no. A
But what
again,
it's like, you
the
don't believe
Goldilocks
that it was
zone.
intentional.
Sorry.
You don't believe that it was intentional, that some other
Of course
being.
not.
Right, so you think that Earth was just created, if just far enough away from the sun, but not too far, that it created this atmosphere that was just perfectly inhabitable to human beings and life.
My
You
dude,
just think that that's totally.
this Goldilocks zone you're talking about. The Goldilocks zone is huge. Earth could have been about 50 million miles farther away from the sun and still be within the Goldilocks zone. The Goldilocks zone is enormous, right? Also, to say that conditions on Earth are perfect, that's ridiculous. The conditions on Earth vary wildly. Conditions on Earth range at any one time from around 130 degrees Fahrenheit above zero. I don't know what that is in Celsius. Mr. Earth Guy would know because he lives in South Africa and I think they use Celsius there. To about 130 degrees below zero in Antarctica. But life exists in both of those places. Life adapts to the conditions it's given. The conditions aren't just thrown in there and then life perfectly exists in them. That just isn't how it happens. And organisms change and adapt. Evolve over time in order to fit into new environments because conditions change.
Yeah,
So
I
this
was
whole
gonna
like
say,
Earth
but
was created
using
with perfect conditions is just totally it's
yeah, I
looking
was
at
gonna
it
say
very backwards.
using that logic is like nonsensical because you could say, well, what are all the billions of things that humans have had to do to create the iPhone? Every single event that's happening throughout all of human history to allow Steve Jobs to have that thought to design a phone the way it did, you shouldn't. That's not the way you think. It just happens because of the consequence of the development of humans over time. So saying, oh well. What are the chances of this happening? It just makes no sense to have that argument.
Also, if it was perfect, then why would human beings have a metabolism? Why do I have to drink water and eat food? If things are perfect, then why do I have to do those things? Otherwise, I die very, very quickly.
Because we it's in Genesis, we sinned.
Okay, well, I knew that's where this was going,
I mean, you're talking to a Christian and I'm talking to an atheist. So obviously we fundamentally disagree.
Yeah, but the Bible also said there was a massive flood that killed every single animal or saved every animal on a ship or whatever, but that never happened either.
How do you know?
Because I'm
There's
a
no
geologist,
evidence.
nowhere in the record have we ever seen a flood cover the earth to the degree that apparently Noah survived, ever. And
Maybe
we've
because the
drilled, we've
900-year-old
drilled,
man
we've.
built a boat and there are two of every animal on it. I mean,
Wait a
there's
second.
like
So you're saying there is
35,000 species
never
of
seen it?
spiders alone. How did
He
the
said.
spiders that live in
Wait.
South America make it onto the ark?
He said he's never seen it, therefore it didn't happen, but you didn't see the Big Bang.
There's no evidence of the global flood. The evidence could exist. We know exactly what that evidence would look like, and that evidence is nowhere to be found. The universe expands. That has been seen. I know that you don't, you're like, well, I don't know, but I mean, if you were a professional astronomer, you would know. But also, you thought that the Big Bang was two molecules rubbing together, and that's like completely not what the Big Bang is at all.
But by the way, I found out the numbers for exactly how big the Goldilocks zone is in miles. It's
It's like an
six.
astronomical unit wide, I think.
Yeah, pretty close. It's 72% of that, so 66,928,181 miles. We could
Nice.
be that much closer or further to the sun and pretty much be fine.
I've got a question, RC. Do you like believe evolution as a process, but it just doesn't apply to humans, or do you deny it out completely?
I don't believe it applies to humans.
So you
Doesn't
think
apply
we're
to
above,
spiders?
so you believe we're a mammal, right? Which is part of nature, the animal kingdom, yet you don't treat us as animals within the animal kingdom to which you subscribe that we are mammals. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think humans are definitely different.
Okay,
All
that's
life is different.
every animal and every family, every phylum, every genus, every species. I mean, technically each one is different, but they're all
Because of evolution.
interconnected. And if you agree that we're mammals, then you agree that we are some form of animal. Fine, we may be a special type of animal, but we are still an animal the same, right?
No, I don't think human beings are animals, no.
But we're mammals. A mammal is a kind of animal. You have to
I guess we're
not
both
believe that we're
closely.
mammals now.
I don't think we're animals. I don't think human beings are
Do you think
animals.
that we are mammals?
I've already said yes.
What is a mammal?
I do not think human beings are animals.
I
How many
asked
more
you
times are you
what
going to
a
ask me?
mammal is.
What are you going to say, an animal?
I'm asking you. You can say whatever you want. You can say
I think
br-br-br-br-br for all I care.
he's trying to decipher
No,
whether
let him
you
do it.
know
Let him do it.
the.
Let him do it.
Okay. No,
I don't want to speak for you. What is a mammal?
I think that it's a. I don't know. I mean, human beings are most closely associated with mammals, but human beings are not animals.
What is the question
Like
is,
animals are out
what
here
is a
literally,
mammal?
animals are out here eating their own feces. Human beings are
What
completely
is
different.
a Hey, don't tell me how to live my life. What is a mammal?
I have the definition if you don't want to
No,
do
we're not we're it,
No,
this is
but
not a
the most
question
clearly doesn't it.
for
Even if
Earth
you
Guy or
read the
Glowman.
definition,
What
hold on
is
a
a
second.
mammal?
Even if I read the definition of mammal, right? You've already established at the beginning of this debate that definitions are subjective. So I don't have to subscribe to the definition that it says.
Okay,
Right?
well, what's your definition? We'll listen to whatever it is, but what's your definition
I
of a
actually
mammal?
didn't really admit that. I was just going, yeah, sure, because you were telling me that I don't believe in the definitions of things. What was actually happening was we had a fundamental disagreement about the definition of a thing. What is a mammal?
Right, so a mammal is a warm-blooded vertebrate animal of a class that is distinguished by the possession of hair or fur, the secretion of milk by females for the nourishment of the young, and typically the birth of live young.
Yes, so
So we,
humans are that, which
yeah.
means we're a kind of animal.
Yeah, we're humans are not animals. But you want to get into some. You can make
Okay, now explain to us
you
how
can
we
make a
can be
semantics argument.
mammals but not be animals.
All right, you can make a semantics argument if you'd like that somehow
It's
humans differ.
not semantics.
Well,
So we're
animal,
mammals.
the definition of animal is a living organism that feeds on organic matter, typically having specialized sense organs and nervous system that
I
are
do
able to
that.
respond rapidly to stimuli. Sure, by that
I do
definition,
all that.
sure. humans fit that definition of animal. Sure.
Nice. So we're animals.
So we're animals. You say then that we are an animal, maybe of some form in your belief, and sure. You do agree that animals do evolve, but we special animals don't evolve.
Yeah, I do not think human beings evolve.
Right.
Okay. Do other animals evolve?
I don't know.
Well, they do.
See, but yeah. So, like, you don't. So, if I claim, I get it that you don't like the claim that humans evolved. We've been over that enough. So, if I claim that the white rhino evolved, what's your stance on that?
That the white rhino evolved?
Yes.
I don't have a stance on that.
See, you're not emotionally invested in that because you don't care because it doesn't have anything to do with you. So you actually don't have any problems with evolution unless it's happening to you.
To say that human beings have evolved again would be a direct contradiction to the Bible.
Which is a good reason to not believe in a story about a talking snake.